It's time for Knock at the Door, man!
Knock at the Door, man!
Ah! Wag it!
Oi! Oi! I want it to you! Is this for your bloody radio? Come on, get out of here!
All the best exclusives. 93 to 104.357. Number one in Yorkshire and the North Midlands. You're listening to Waller FM.
Are you listening to the radio?
Yep, turn it up then.
Knocking bins over through the night.
Johnny and his loonies! Johnny and his loonies! Johnny and his loonies! Johnny and his loonies!
Tarmacs anymore.
Yeah, why don't they do that?
You'd walk down the street and there'd be 10 and maybe 15 drives all being tarmacked at once.
And all you need were tarmac.
Tarmac?
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 Tar?
Mac?
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 Tar?
Hey?
Hey?
This is another.
Exclusive, exclusive from the Diamond Vaults of Waller FM.
In a sip smoothie, I'm getting groovy with my whole sous vide, cause I've got a cold.
Bought a new pair of sneakers, but they turned out to be sneakers. It's so dark, all Mega Drive nights, what is giving me the jeepers?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe she done that. She borrowed that tenner and hasn't paid it back.
So I sit on the tube sipping vino, hoping that cute guy over there will notice me, knowing that I know that he knows that this is.
Was fucking innocent smoothie by Penelope Snatch. What do you think of that?
Listen to these for fucking lyrics, man. Bought a new pair of Seekers. Yeah, fucking retro straight away.
That is fucking retro.
Retro. Let's give a retro rewind on that. Bought a new pair of sneakers. Yeah, but they turn out to be fucking sneakers.
Yeah, because she's gone into a shop. She's thought, fuck it, I'm not even looking at what I'm buying.
I don't give a fuck what I wear, but in a way I fucking do. A lot of people are saying she's a fucking saviour of British rock and roll. What do you think about that?
I'd say it's between her and the nouns.
City blues, suburban views. Cocaine, you're the news. The alarm clock, body shock. Whiskey, wake up, 7 o'clock. Have a drink and have a good time. Lively lads have a cheeky line. Never been a music fan. Editors are my favourite band.
Now, I've been searching for this new saviour for a long time now, because, as we know, music has been dead for about fucking 28 years.
As you know, as you well fucking know, I discovered the fucking nouns, yeah?
Yeah, when I discovered fucking Penelope.
Exactly, man, I went to a fucking house party there with the nouns, and they were fucking sniffing coke and all that shit off their own fucking vinyls, which they had made
That was
out.
Fucking awesome. Frisbee and the vinyls across the room.
The nouns will take Winehouse, they'll take fucking Doherty, they'll take fucking Noel Gallagher.
Mix it all up into a big fucking smooth.
Exactly, man. And fucking drink it down out of Penelope's fucking snack.
We're all chasing stars, hit the work scene. You know what I mean. Traveling like my calls, we're all chasing stars.
Hey, hey, it's Saturday matinee. Hey, hey, it's Scattledy Skeet Box. It's fun times for all of you kiddlies, whatever your name is, wherever you're from.
Now, I've been wandering round following the birds and thinking, There's a lot of pollution in the air, isn't there? And what's that because of?
It's scientifically proven that people that breathe more heavily are stealing more of the Earth's air.
Oh, Ruskin.
Now, this is a big problem because some people don't need to breathe deeply. Picture the scenario. You're a working man. You work 9 to 5 every day, and you get home from work, and you go... Think of that, multiplied by the millions of people that are working hard 9 to 5 days, and you'll see that that's taking up 97% of the Earth's oxygen, leaving only 3% for those who breathe normally.
But Ruskins, what can little old fresh peckers like us do about it?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do about it. First of all, raise awareness.
That's why we've sent out some of our little press packers, and here's what they had to report.
Hello, my name is Jerry.
Hello, my name is John.
And we are Press Packers on the case. We have been looking at what pollution has been doing to the local residents.
We have found out that most of the pollution is due to lots of lorries and cars coming through small throughways.
Sometimes people drive their cars so fast that it will burn a hole in the road if it is not careful.
And lots of people use their mobile phones.
And sometimes that is meant to cause
Pearly air. If the grown-ups are having a ciggy, sometimes people will forget to put their ciggy out.
It is very important to listen to what John just said.
Hello, my name is John. I am pouring myself a can of Strongbow.
That is really good. Now we can press pack harder than we have ever pressed pack before.
Sometimes when I am walking home, I think I cannot see enough birds. This makes me cry and sad when I go home.
Even when we do see birds, they have grown beards and have waistcoats on. What is this about?
I have been asking the general public about this, Jerry, and I have found that mainly it is because the birds want to play snooker as good as Stephen Davies.
I think it is a bit silly for a bird to even hope that he will ever get that good at snooker, as he is not physically built for it.
But I think it is a good way to keep the weight of the bird down so they can fly a lot better.
Let's have an opinion from the postman. This is a postman.
Hello, Jerry. I am the postman.
Hello, I am still Jerry.
What is it you are asking me? I have lots of mail to deliver. I am very busy. Don't waste my time.
Mr. Postman, sometimes do you smell the letters that you get so you can tell if there is drugs inside them, or do you just let the post go as it goes?
Sometimes if I know there is an F or something in a letter, I will put that one to one side.
No, that sounds like a good plan, John. Postman.
Thank you, Jay.
Now, baby John again. John has come back from the shop now. He was just getting some filter tips.
Hello there, Jay. I was just getting filter tips. Oh, is that the postman I can see walking off? Did you ask him lots of interesting press packing questions?
I asked him very good questions and he gave very good answers. That is a press pack report from Jerry Jackson and John, who is on the street, what is solving problems and saving us from mankind.
Press pack is out.
Let's sing the press pack song.
Press pack, it's pretty great, and everybody has a press pack for the news. Generation.
My name is Jerry and I've got a point to make.
My name is John and I've got another point to make.
How about the hospitals? Are there enough beds?
Are there too many cars without carbon emissions?
That is a good point, John. Maybe we should put it to the council.
That's a good point, Jay. Maybe we should take it to the High Court.
Maybe we should take it to the House of Parliament.
Maybe we should take it to Tony Blair.
Maybe we should take it to David Cameron.
Maybe we should take it to Gordon Brown.
Maybe we should take it to George Bush.
That's why we're the press.
Don't be an hippie. Don't be a spaz. Go on your skateboard. Do a bit of exercise, you fatty. Instead of sitting there thinking about it, why don't you do something about it?
Thank you to the press packers. It's nice to see that someone's trying to make a difference.
Thank you.
I have come to England to score more gold.
I have come to England to dance to disco pop music.
I have come to England for easy fun time, boys.
I have come to England because I am still hungry to hear all the hits.
9 to 9, back to back, beat to beat.
Wire FM.
Make mine an espresso. It's Graham's Passion. We've got lots of interesting topics coming up in today's show. Most notably is our discussion about how we argue these days. Is the world changing and arguments becoming less important?
Are arguments still relevant in the noughties? I'd say arguments these days are a bit stale and no one really knows what side they're on because they're too conscious about their mobiles and their emails. There haven't really been any well thought out arguments.
Basically, Terry, we've been very lucky because we've got ourselves microphones set up in the St Andrews Argument Complex.
It's one of the last remaining centres for arguments in the UK.
I am telling you, taps with a lever are the way forward.
Taps
I don't,
with a lever? What does that even mean?
I don't want any of you. Oh, can I just... which one's your hot, which one's your cold?
This country was founded on separate taps. Hot on the left, cold on the right. And that's how it should stay. I don't care for this newfangled one tap in the middle. What's that about?
And some countries, my friend, i.e. Ireland, have had potato famines. You don't see them sitting around eating potatoes. Now, times bloody change, my friend.
It's scientifically proven that people with both taps in the middle have more trouble in later life.
You're a bloody idiot,
am I?
We're all bloody talking about wasting this and wasting that. The environment's dying. You're wasting bloody piping.
When you've got both taps in the middle,
taps.
It produces a warm
piping.
Water.
You're making a fork
out of
pipes.
It's like a shower compared to a bath.
You can fork off.
Oh, I can fork off, can I? Yeah?
Don't fork off, my friend.
I don't
friend.
Care. Yeah, you can resort to swearing.
That,
to me, says that, you are losing the argument.
I said fork off. It's intelligence,
fork
my
off? Is that some kind of pun, is it?
Yeah,
what's it,
it
to do with forks? We're not talking about forks. We're talking about pipes and
your
taps.
Your piping is in the shape of a fork if
is
you
it?
Go into a hot and a cold. You don't even know how
no,
your pipes...
No, no, because my pipes aren't in the shape of a fork.
Working
now,
in
maybe
piping.
A garden hole, but not a fork. In my pipes, they go straight down to the place they're supposed to be. Place they're supposed to go. One to the boiler, one straight to the mains. You what?
I said, watch you don't stumble on your words. You know you're bloody wrong. You know, sometimes I go into an house and I think, I'm going to wash my hands real quick or I need a drink. I'm real thirsty.
Yeah.
Turn his tap on, let me bloody finish. And it's either hot or it's cold, or it's cold or it's hot, because you're buying them up wrong.
What about if you've gone to someone's house and you want to pretend you're on a motorcycle and you want to put one hand on one tap and one on the other and rev it? How are you going to rev it when the taps are both in the middle and you've only got one?
I don't even know why I bloody come down here to argue with buffoons like yourself. It's only because I can't get a bloody good argument anywhere
I've
else.
I've got a PhD in science, maths, English, geography.
Off.
What have you got?
Mate, I'll tell you.
From the School of Life, did you? Dropped out of 14.
School of Bloody Knocks, mate.
Hey?
20 years.
Working on your fucking allotment in the morning.
Well, if you're going to bring it down to a level that makes me feel like a lesser man because of...
Well, that's usually the point of an argument, isn't it? To break down the other side of it.
In terms of what's deemed as academic...
We're a fucking tampon-shaped head.
Right.
Look at you, it looks like a big fucking tampon.
No need for that. I'm not going to
do it. What
are you
going
to do? You're going to hit
me? There's adjudicators in this place. They are making sure that no one can come in.
I'm all small and my face is like a rat. That's you wearing a bloody waistcoat. What year do you think it is?
It's bloody 1997, mate. Oh, is it?
Where have you been? I think you're arguing for the wrong. In 97, I would have been with you, arms locked together. We would have been chained to a bloody separate, bloody forked out, often called tap. Now, 2007, my friend, we've moved on.
I thought I meant to say 2007.
No,
sometimes,
no.
When I'm arguing, I say the
you
wrong
can't
date.
Backtrack.
It's called...
You can't backtrack.
It's called psychoanalytic...
I can't.
...argumentative syndrome, and I've got it, and I've had to deal with that all my life. Now it's turned into something mentally disabled against the mentally abled.
Oh,
and
my God.
To be honest, that's a PC issue, and I
think
the authorities will be on my side, because they're always going to be arguing for the people who are... slightly mentally
disabled. You don't even
like
look. You say you've got this academia and that thing, and I went to this unit. You don't even know what you're bloody saying. Singular pipe is one pipe.
I bet you're arguing against lead piping as well, aren't you? Saying it's bad for the health.
Lead piping? They don't even use lead piping
anymore.
They
bloody do, because that's what I've got in my house, and it served me fine.
No wonder you look like a little rat-faced weasel.
No wonder you look like a big tampon-headed, meat-headed twat.
Yeah,
go and
well,
play rugby, will you?
Rugby. I'll show you bloody rugby. Do you want to get up for a fist fight? Is this where you're pushing
me? No, I don't, because I'm mentally disabled.
Right,
you
well,
know that.
I don't even... Have you ever even gone under your sink? Do you even know...
I don't need to, because I've never had any problems with it. And I bet you need to go under your sink all the time, don't you? Because you've got one tap in the middle and it's causing all kinds of problems. The pipes are probably shaking and you can hear it in the next house when you turn the tap on. Tell me, honestly, when you turn the tap on, does it go...
No, it bloody doesn't.
Oh, I bet it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
When did you get them installed?
Not so long ago. Did it myself, B&Q. Did you put your pipe in it?
Yes.
Did you?
You
said you've not even ever been under your sink, so you're contradicting
yourself. No, because the sink wasn't there. I put the sink in last, so I was never technically under the sink.
I don't want to use this bloody tap that another gentleman's used. He's not washed his hands properly. He's weed on him, he's shit on him, whatever. I want to put my hand underneath and know there's automatic water coming out.
I don't even know what you're talking about
now.
You're talking bloody shite.
20 years.
You're talking fucking shite.
You're a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot.
Honestly, I'm going
to... Go back to your farm, mate. Go back to your allotment.
My fucking rag with you.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do for a living, sunshine?
I'm a quantity surveyor.
You're a quantity fucking surveyor.
And what are you?
I am a plumber by trade, thus having more experience.
Absolute shite. If you can prove that, can you prove that?
I can bloody prove that.
You
want
to
see my certificate?
You what?
You want to see my certificate?
Your rowing certificate?
My rowing certificate. I'll bloody show you fucking rowing. I'll row you down to next bloody Tuesday.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't bloody know, but it means you're going to get a smack.
Well, go on and hit me then.
I'm going to bloody hit
you. Hit me now. The adjudicator will come in and stop you.
He bloody won't, because he's on my side.
No, he's bloody not. That's the job of the adjudicator. He's neutral.
You don't even know the word impartial, I think is the word you're going for. Neutral covers the same ground. Impartial means he has no actual opinion.
Right, the next up, Toby, we've got the voicemail challenge.
Voicemail, eh, Clive? That's new technology for us, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing, the Prime Minister got onto me, and he said, first off, he sang Waltzing Matilda, right? And then he said to me, you guys have got to get some new technology, all right? So he sent me a voicemail.
Let's play a couple of voicemails. What we asked is...
What's your shrimp called? Shows your shrimp. So people have been calling in and sort of dropping a little answer into the voicemail box for us.
Okay, let's play a few of those, shall we?
Shrimp's called Stephen, and he's got a real attitude problem today. I've been trying to vac the house, but he's being real grouchy.
So, you've got a shrimp with a real attitude problem. Myself, I'd say that it's probably entirely up to the person raising the shrimp to, you know, raise him properly so that he doesn't turn out to be a little grouchy fusspot.
If you're going to point the finger of blame, look in the mirror. Point it at yourself. It's a parent's fault, Toby. It's certainly a parent's fault.
I mean, maybe she got it from a shrimp shelter after it had had pretty rough childhood to start with, but it's still going to be your responsibility to make sure that it's shaped into a proper citizen.
Wait, exactly. You can't have shrimps running round off. All right, putting people off their vacuuming or whatever, their spreadsheets.
It's just going to end up on the barbie.
Well, exactly, mate, exactly. Right, let's take another voicemail. That's great so far. So, what's the next one? Let's play it, Tobe.
I can't really show you me shrimp, Clive, okay? Because, well, it's in me pants like, so, you know, I can't really get it out. Not on the radio.
Oh, sorry about that one, folks. That's not the kind of lungs you want in the brekkie slot. Didn't realise I hadn't heard that one.
Toby, sometimes I wonder why I'm paying you at all, right?
I'm sorry, Clive.
You should be more than sorry. Although this is a new concept, right, for Australia, you're supposed to listen to these before we go out on the air.
Well, to be honest, we only just received that one, like, while we were on the air, and I didn't have a chance to listen to it, right?
That could have been anything, Toby. That could have been someone saying a load of swear words.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Clive.
Sometimes I don't know whether I should have you as my right-hand man.
Okay, sorry about that. Should we move on to something different?
I think you ought to, because you're really upsetting me today, Toby.
Okay, I didn't know he was going to say that. Get yourself down to the Bondi Memorial Centre in Dubbo this Barbie weekend for the 13th annual Clive Conference.
It's just one big g'day, how's it going all right?
He's called Clive, his name's Clive, and you can bet your bottom dollar he's called Clive.
For beer, burgers and good old-fashioned tuck-tuckery-do,
it's the 13th annual Clive Conference.
From 9 till Clive,
this Barbie weekend.
Only Clives need applies.
www.fatdashpie.com.